On the contrary, mademoiselle, I think you believe you have something very important to say. I must ask why you treat me and my father with such disdain within view of the entire town. He gestured toward the front door, where a line of people waited to pay their respects. Sarah glared at him. You killed my father. Bastien smirked. You are overwrought. Sarah squared her shoulders and looked directly into his dark eyes. I am nothing of the kind. This is quite a fantastical delusion you have. I'm intrigued. Do go on. Sarah knew she sounded every bit like a 17-year-old girl, and she hated herself in that moment for being too young and inexperienced to truly hurt him. The smug look on his face spoke volumes. He thought of her as a silly nuisance, a child, a fly to be flicked from the rim of his glass. Do not mock me, monsieur. Everyone knows Jean Lemieux refused to offer my father an honest price. He did so at your bidding. I saw you steal into the caves that night, searching, I presume, for something that would justify lowering the price. Clearly, you found it. Your father cheated us because you told him to. I do not deny it. I found the sulfide you used to treat the vines, and I told my father the truth. Not the whole truth? You knew that the majority of our vines bore no signs of infestation. You knew that by offering only 40 francs per barrel, you would force us into bankruptcy. My father was forced to seek another buyer in Tours. Had you had the slightest bit of conscience, you would have suggested some sort of gentlemanly compromise, some sort of... Sarah broke off. Tears threatened, and she would not give Bastien that satisfaction. She swallowed hard in an effort to compose herself. Sarah, you are but a child, and you think like a child. My father may have, as you say, refused your father the price he expected. However, that makes him a shrewd businessman, not a murderer. His voice was gentle, but his eyes menacing. I know the truth. I will see to it that everyone else knows, too. Bastien tightened his grip on Sarah's arm. The truth? Let's examine the truth. Your sister and I will soon be married, Sarah. Bastien's eyes drifted from Sarah's face and lingered on her bosom. Lowering his face to hers, he whispered, You are a fetching young girl, but a girl without protection. Now that your father has passed, I would hate to see you taken advantage of. My mother will never allow you to marry Lydia after she learns what you've done. Your entire family is a disgrace. First the scandal with your brother, and then you and your father, in all your deceit, force us into bankruptcy. And you, sir, you claim a deep affection for my sister, but I have observed you most closely, and it is a lie. All you desire is a pretty girl on your arm, and the comfort of a liaison with some land attached to it. You're nothing more than a faithless rogue. Bastien's eyes hardened. You and I both know that only my family can offer you continued financial support and a proper dowry for your marriage once it is arranged. Think carefully before you impugn my character further. Bastien's grip was so tight, Sarah pressed her lips together to keep from wincing. Take your hands from me! She ripped her arm from his grasp, and steadying her shaking limbs, marched back into the morning hall with her head held high. Later that afternoon, Luc Thibault was placed with care in the family's plot at the edge of the oak forest that stood on the western boundary of his much-loved Clos de Saint-Martin. The church bells tolled 49 times, once for each year of his life.